Welcome to Education Today. Education Today is aired at 11:20 a.m. from Monday to Friday, live on AM 846 in Beijing and other overseas stations. I'm Wu You. In the last episode, we talked about English Job Interview, Part 1, How to Introduce Yourself. Since we received some comments and messages from listeners asking for advices on English job interviews, today, we are going to touch upon English Job Interview Part 2, Questions. For more, I talked with Robert Parkinson, CEO of RMG Selection, an international HR recruitment consultancy. So, good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
First of all, before the interview, what to prepare? Do girls need to prepare dresses or black suit? And boys can wear a formal suit or business casual?
Well, I think that's a very important question, because a lot of the decision-making that we find happens when people get together and meet for the first time, that actually happens in the first 10 or 15 seconds when we meet. So specifically, I would always advise people go to interview in business smart, business dress. You know, smart casual, in my view, is not appropriate. There are certain sectors like the media companies, media companies, new media companies, where maybe that's appropriate. But I always advise, you know, a lady to be in a business suit, guy to be in a smart business suit with a tie. You know, I'm slightly worried about the death of the tie, you know, so I think that needs to be kept going. But also, you know, with hair well-groomed, you know, makeup appropriate for ladies. You know, take the opportunity to make a great first impression. Really, that's what I'm trying to say.
So, since you are the CEO of recruitment consultancy, so you are an expert on this field. So, what are the common questions during an English job interview?
Well, that's again a good question. The first sorts of questions will be to explore a little bit and maybe dig into a bit more detail on the CV. So to clarify any errors or omissions or question marks on the resume, on what the candidate in the past. Mm-hmm. But then a good interviewer will be asking values-based questions. They'll be looking to drill down mm-hmm. past the superfluous information and to look and find out what is this person, who is this person about, will they match the values of our organization, what matters to them, what's important to them, what are their goals, you know, where do they want to be in 5 years' time. A good interviewer will really wanting to focus on getting to know who this candidate is, rather than, you know, putting them into a box or a silo. You know, can they do this specific job? They want to know who you are and what sort of values you bring long-term to the company.
So what to do when the candidate comes across a question that he or she doesn't know how to answer?
Well, that's an interesting one. I think particularly in China, where you've actually got a lot of people speak very good English, but you obviously have that language barrier if we're talking about an interview in English. Mm-hmm. And I think the first thing to do is to make sure you understand what the question is before you decide you can't answer it. Mm-hmm. So I would clarify, and it's very okay, it's an assertive thing to do, to clarify and to ask the interviewer to restate the question or to paraphrase to say, for example, did you mean this? Was this your question? Do I understand that correctly? That's what I would do. And then I think that will produce a good answer, and it will show the interviewer, you know, that you are, you know, capable of sticking up for yourself and being assertive. And it's also important to realize that a lot of the time, the people asking the questions don't have that much experience themselves and aren't that well-trained or qualified in interviewing people. So it is likely that a situation will arise.
What do HR value more, the examination certificates during college study or more participation in activities and internships?
Well, this is a tricky one, because I think it depends a little bit on which field of employment you're going into. For example, mm-hmm. so my background is a law, and you know, if you're hiring a lawyer, you will want to look very closely at someone's university certificates, grades, you know, how you scored in different subjects, and that will be given a lot of scrutiny. Mm-hmm. If you're going into something, a more general business environment where it's less focused on one particular specialization, I think what HR professionals will value is lots of work experience, lots of internships. Because remember, when you're being interviewed, you're really, it's not just you that's being interviewed, it's more your attitude that's being interviewed. Mm-hmm. So they want to see, you know, have you taken the time to prepare in the past for your career? You know, have you gone and done internships in different environments? And if so, what was the result of that? So, you know, they will value that sort of thing as well. And certainly a good interviewer will not be just looking for, you know, has this person studied this particular subject or that particular subject? They'll be looking for an all-round image and impression of someone's experience, someone's studies and subjects and major, someone's attitude, someone's aspirations for life. Yeah, it's a combination package, I would say.
So during the interview, in your opinion, is it appropriate to ask about the salary?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's pretty clear. I think really not. I think there's very, very few circumstances, mm-hmm. You know, where it's okay to ask about the salary. If the job is, if you're going to be a bricklayer or you're going to work in a warehouse, you know, maybe you can ask that. But if it's any more important than that, or if it's starting your career, you really should be focused on, you know, what do you want to do in your career, and how can I help this company, or how can I learn from this company, and not, you know, does it pay 5,000 renminbi a month or 5,500 renminbi a month? Now, I know that might seem at odds with the fact that, you know, even today with China's apparent material wealth, you know, people are interested in the financial side of things, and people do want to know that. But it gives the interviewer the message, you know, it gives the interviewer the message that really it's just money you're interested in. And actually, if you've done your research and homework, which is also very important in interviews, you will know what the job will pay. You shouldn't even have to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
I think what I would say mm-hmm. is people need to realize that, you know, an interview process is a competition. And, you know, whether you want to win that competition or not, how motivated you are to win that competition or not, will very much define the outcome. And what I see mm-hmm. when I'm interviewing young Chinese grads or people who've graduated in the last few years is I see CVs that look the same. I see these so-called self-introductions, which I think should be erased because they sound so dull and repetitive. But self-introductions are the same. And I think a key point is to get across that you are different. So whether it's you dress better, you turn up to the interview with a professional document folio, notepad, pen, you prepare good questions, you've done your research and homework, those are the sorts of things that are going to really set you aside from other candidates very, very quickly, because still so many people look and sound the same. So the key point, the key message from this, I would say, is be different, show your attitude is different, and you'll find it's very easy, actually, then to have a choice of jobs.
That is Robert Parkinson, CEO of RMG Selection, an international recruitment consultancy. So, dear listeners, if you have any questions or comments, or if there's anything you think that we could help you can get in touch with us by writing to newsplus@cri.com.cn. Or you can leave comments on New Media, the app of Liji. You can search for FM78903. On the app of Himalaya, you can directly search for my name, WUYOU, for the show. In our next series,